Hey everyone, welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. In the Mobile User Acquisition Show, we talk about how to use mobile user acquisition strategies to grow your app quickly and capital efficiently. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is presented by me, Shamant Rao, Mobile Growth Leader and founder and CEO of the mobile growth consulting firm, Rocketship HQ. Each episode includes strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile user acquisition that you can use to unlock tremendous growth for your app in a sustainable and capital-efficient manner. Our guest today is George Nassashvili, Head of Organic Growth at Glovo. Georgie is a repeat guest on the Mobile User Acquisition Show, and I'm thrilled for today's episode because Georgie and his team are doing something that very, very few teams do, which is automating their ASO KPIs. This is something that very many teams leave aside as not very actionable or trackable. And this episode is very instructive for the potential it highlights for tracking and actioning these very important KPIs. As a side note, the audio quality in this episode isn't the best. However, it's all audible. You should be able to consult the transcript and show notes just as well as usual. Thank you for your understanding and patience for this episode. I'm very excited to welcome George Nassashvili to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. Georgie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you that you invited me again, and I'm super excited to be in the part of this podcast, and I'm really, really happy that I can contribute in this field.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you because you have been a guest in the past, and definitely a lot of people received your last episode very well. And the reason I also wanted to have you back was because of something you mentioned almost casually in the last episode, which is about automating a lot of ASO KPIs, which is not something that a lot of people talk about or think about. And I'm excited to dive into that with you today, Georgie.
Yeah, so there are like different approaches for automation of extra optimization. You can automate the analysis of extra optimization through the special tech team, and you can automate the screenshots or, I don't know, metadata through the special tools as well. Mm-hmm. First of all, we just collect all the ASO KPIs, installs, first-time downloads, different types of ASO KPIs that we needed to analyze the processes before and after implementation, before and after a keywords optimization, et cetera, and then make a list. Then through our ad tech team, we try to connect all tool in pull from all tool into one landing page, all information that was mentioned in our ASO KPI dashboard. So from different tools like iTunes Connect, Google Play Console, from different third part tools like AppTweak or Sensor Tower or AppFollow as well. And try to pull all information in one landing page to increase the visibility of the process, to increase the efficiency of analysis that we are doing, and to automate the process. So right now we don't need additional person who's going to deal with this. Everything is automated and there is no manual work that we have to do. And on another hand, we want to move forward and automation of screenshots and metadata, because it takes, if you are across like 40 countries or 30 countries, it's super complicated to make upload the screenshots, and screenshots actually. And with that, there are like special tools that can do this. There is a new novelty through iTunes API. You can do the screenshot and a preview automation. It's like since 1 week or 2 weeks, and it allows you through iTunes API. It allows you to do automation of video, uploading the videos and screenshots. But if you want to move forward with that, there is like a special tool named Fastlane, and through this
called what? What's it called?
Fastlane.
Fastlane.
Yeah.
Fastlane.
Yeah, fast lane, and through this tool, you can actually automate make automation of screenshots and metadata itself. So it's very useful, and it will take a very small amount of time versus to do it manually, actually.
So when you say automation of screenshots,
Uploading the screenshots, automation of uploading the screenshots, you know.
Okay, so
it's easier. It makes it easier.
So if you have, let's just say, 20 countries, you put all the country screenshots in one single folder and have the iTunes API or Google Play API pull from that.
Exactly. Not even Google Play and iTunes API. There is like these two connect with iTunes and Google Play. And you directly from like a couple of clicks, you upload it, everything in one click versus to do, you know, to go for to upload it for each of the languages.
Right. And all of this is through Fastlane. Is that what you said?
Exactly. Fastlane. Yes.
Gotcha. And speaking of screenshots, is there any way that you make the process of testing screenshots more efficient and automated? Go ahead.
In terms of like making more efficient, of course, because we are communicating with the branding teams. What is the novelties? For instance, with the COVID, we uploaded for some countries. We updated the screenshots because during the COVID there was like high demanding of grocery categories. Instead of we switching and put more accent on grocery category on our first three screenshots. In general, if we have like some campaign that last some seasonal campaign, it's better to also to popping up and on App Store and Google Play Store and show it, even through video or even through screenshots as well. It will help us to be a transparent and to increase the conversion rate and to get awareness, to increase the awareness of this campaign among the users.
Yeah, and is there any way that tracking all of the App Store screenshot tests, or knowing what is out in 20 countries, is there a way to automate that, or is there a way that can be seen more efficiently?
Yeah, actually, on that I'm still working on, and you know, there is a huge job. But you can say that, you know, the one rule it applies for all apps or whatever. So every app has a different approach and different screenshots actually, and different type of screenshots works for each app. It depends on the industry, yeah. And you can't say, I mean, based on my experience, I worked with many apps, and you can't say that this screenshot, like this set of screenshots, gonna work definitely, like, or 2D screenshots or 3D screenshots. Yeah. Sometimes it works, sometimes not. It depends on the industry.
Sure. And just to step back and talk about the ASO KPI dashboard, what are the most important metrics that you look at on a daily basis in the dashboard?
So, of course, the most important metrics are first-time downloads, conversion rate. I mean, the conversion rate, people who visit the app page versus people who download the app. Of course, we also, you can look at the app ratings itself to what is the dynamic of app ratings on a daily basis through this dashboard as well. Of course, there is the opportunity to look through on which places you were featured as an app for App Store and for Google Play Store is also very interesting to look through, because this gives an uplift in traffic as well. So you can get an idea why traffic increased immediately. You shouldn't spend like 1,000 hours to look, you know, for different tools to look at what you're gonna do. You just go to the one landing page, and it will show everything. You know. Also, you can switch the country without any It's super one click switching the country. You know, and filtering by app segments, for instance, by app searchers or app browsers as well.
Right.
And of course, the rankings. Where is your ranking, and what are you doing? How good you are? How are your competitors?
Sure.
Also, how many competitors appears on top your branded search?
Right. And that's a lot of information, but it's very important information that's so scattered. And
Correct.
I also like that you said you have the countries filtered, so you can basically see this for different countries and geos.
Correct. Also, moreover, you have a possibility to look through at what time or with which release you do update
right.
you update
right.
before and after. So it's also very important to track this, to not to go to the different pages and see what you implement and when.
Yeah.
It's nice to have on one page everything.
Right. You did mention one example of, well, if you get featured, you will know that's why it's happening. That's why your organics went up. And that's a great example of how this dashboard can be so actionable. What are some of the other common ways in which all of this data is actionable that would have been so much more challenging without a single dashboard?
Yeah, so for instance, to play with operating, how to increase the operating, how to increase your daily operating, especially on Google Play Store, because it's very complicated because people can't steal a rate inside the app. They have to redirect it on the Google Play Store page, and it's super inconvenient to rate there, versus iOS devices. Then you, like Apple, since three years from now, allows you to get a rating inside the app, so it's very convenient for users, and it's very convenient for us because we don't lose the traffic, versus this conversion rate from inside the app to Google Play Store.
Right, and you're saying because you have this dashboard, you get to track the ratings on a day-to-day basis.
Exactly, can track the ratings, or if something wrong with the ratings, or if you have a bug, or if something wrong, you can immediately look on a daily basis, and you can see. If you get many one-star rating, you can immediately react, and you can immediately inform your developers that something going wrong.
Right. And if you see a big drop in the ratings, you know that immediately, rather than having to log into the rating dashboard
Correct.
And then look at it. Right.
Correct.
And right. And, considering that Google Play dashboard, Google Play Dev Console lets you run screenshot tests, icon tests, and so on. And you could, and I know you do run multiple screenshot tests and icon tests and so on. Is that also something that gets tracked, or do you just track that separately? How does that work?
Actually, I'm doing it separately, like kind of testing scope. So I'm trying to do a repetitive test. So if I do one test and it's successful, after like 1-2 months, I repeat the same test to make sure that this is the winner one, because the confidence rate inside Google Play Store is so low. It's like 90%, and if you know statistics, that the lowest should be like 99, 95, and 90% of confidence level is super low. And to improve that, we are doing the repetitive test.
What do you mean by repetitive test? So you test it
so
again?
If, to make sure. Yeah, we test it again. They just make sure that this is the winner.
Sure. Speaking of looking at organic trends, you spoke about how if some you're getting featured, you can see that in the dashboard. Something else that can impact organics is paid marketing activity or even offline marketing activity. That's right? So if
Correct.
You're running a lot of print ads on, outdoor
Correct.
Ads.
If you're launching the TV campaign, also it's going to impact a huge impact on your organic because people watch the TV and then go to your app and download your app. So it's not purely organic. It's like because of TV commercial. Also, some user acquisition campaigns might bring incremental traffic, but some of them even cannibalize your traffic as well. For instance, branding search. Traffic, they cannibalize actually the organic traffic if your brand has, the awareness of a brand is very high.
Right. And some of these, for instance, incremental from paid or offline, do you get an understanding of that from your dashboards or how do you track or monitor that?
So for that, we have a separate test of incrementality that we are doing per region or per country, or per market, or even per city, and per channel, like Google or Facebook, and then we track the results. But it's kind of separate because it's kind of test. Because first of all, App Store and Google Play Store, they can't split by city; they only show per country. So if we did a test per city, it's useless to use any of them. And second, it's better to have in one place the dedicated test, you know, incremental test and dedicated analysis.
Right.
Versus to move back in, because here is only like organic dashboard and not a paid user acquisition dashboard.
Right. And I also like that how you described about the incrementality and how you run it at a city level or a country level. Right. And if you're doing it at the city level, how do you get city level installs or data?
Yes. And if you do per city, you are choosing the, or per city or per the same region, you just choose the same city or similar cities with the same pattern. See during 2 weeks what's going on there, if it's the same trend or not, then launch a test. Then during 2 weeks while this test is launching, you see the results. But after test results is also very important, because 2 weeks is not enough and the effect will be longer than 2 weeks. Even you have a test only for 2 weeks, the effect and impact of these 2 weeks test might be longer.
Gotcha. That's so interesting, because A, it's not an exact science, and B, it's not something that a lot of teams and companies do with that diligence.
Correct. Yeah, actually, many companies are struggling to understand what is the actual incremental uplift from Facebook or Google AdWords for my organic, and this is one of the key points. Based on that, actually, they are doing the budget. They are calculating the budget. Some of them, they are just probability based on their, I don't know, their opinion, and even not based on any data. So most cases, it's a completely wrong approach.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
And this is so fascinating, Georgie. I'm curious, because you guys have done so much to automate and add so much efficiency to your organic tracking and understanding your organics at such a deep level. Are there similar automation initiatives that you guys do on the paid UA front that you can speak to?
Yeah, of course we are doing, but this is another team, the paid team. They are mostly focusing on operation stuff, versus to automate, So they are mostly doing still manual job, and we are trying to push them to do automation stuff. For some part of acquisition, for instance, for couriers acquisition, we are already implemented automation, process of automation bidding, and also the automation of reports. And for other direction, for user acquisition part, we are on the process to implementation of automation. But for some stuff, we already did a huge job. We even created a special sub team, a tech team, because it was almost impossible to reach to our tech team to do this kind of stuff. Because not only marketing, but there are all other teams that have a huge impact on our operation and on our revenue. And to do some small stuff on user acquisition side, it's a lower priority than to do, for instance, fixing on operation side that we have still some challenges to do. So that's why almost 1 year ago, we create and developed the tech team. I'm super curious I'm involved also in the tech team, because we did a lot of more than 100 automation implementation, imagine, for different fields. For API, for dashboards, for templates, I don't know, for different tools, third-party tools like webhook or whatever, connecting data warehouse with different third-party tools and different dashboards. And because of this team, We also do kind of special user acquisition, like a gameplay, playing the game inside the Facebook, for instance. We also do through our tech team because it takes the coding
or whatever. Cool.
Yeah, so we did a great job in this direction, and we are only one among the, I don't know, 1 million apps that have a specific dedicated team for user acquisition. And moreover, this team has so big success that now other teams are also using their help. The grocery teams are also using their help to create the dashboard and templates and to connect some, to do automation on their stuff. Operation team also doing, asking them to do their requests. So it's actually, they are doing a huge, huge job. And what we did, it's already has an impressive impact across the organization.
Yeah, that's very impressive. And perhaps that could be the topic of a subsequent episode. We can definitely dive into a lot of the other automation work you're doing in much more detail.
We'll
have to make that happen. Georgi, for now, perhaps this is a good place to wrap this episode. Sure. Thank you so much for being a repeat guest on the Mobile User Acquisition Show. Excited to put it out there.
Thank you so much for inviting me. And I'm super, super excited also to move forward and to talk to you about the EdTech team and what's the main challenge we faced and what we do and what we did and what we are doing to optimize the job and to be more efficient in all directions. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm definitely looking forward to moving ahead.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share. Thank you for listening, and I will look forward to sharing our next episode soon.